We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And here are this week's Google search trends. Dave Lee here with our good friend Alex Joseph from Google, who's kind enough to join us Fridays. Always look forward to talking to Alex. Alex, how's your week been?
It's been great. How have you been, Dave?
Well, we're getting really nice warm summer weather here in the Twin Cities, so it's been absolutely perfect. I don't know what we're Googling in the Twin Cities, Alex, but probably weather would be among the top five, I would guess.
That's always among the top searches we have. Everybody's always trying to figure out if it'll be a nice day.
Hey, what's going on with the list today? Can we start at number five and count our way down again to see what we're all searching for this week?
Absolutely. Five is something that might be of particular interest to people driving into work today. It's actually National Donut Day. So this isn't just a half-baked excuse for you to cheat on your diet. It actually recognizes women who volunteered for the Salvation Army when they would go around the world to the front lines and make donuts for soldiers. And something that people should note, Krispy Kreme's is actually giving away a free donut with no purchase necessary, and Dunkin' Donuts will give a free donut if you buy any beverage. So there's definitely a lot of opportunities to go and pick up a sweet treat on the way to work.
I'm glad you mentioned that, the history of that, because that does have some great significance, especially in this week when we celebrate or commemorated D-Day. That was really interesting. What's number four this week, Alex?
Number four is actually actor Val Kilmer. You may remember him from Top Gun or Tombstone, or I particularly as a kid remember him from Batman Forever. He's been out of the public eye for over 2 years. He's been battling throat cancer and was actually just seen for the first time. And it was actually, he is the founder of a foundation called Twain Mania, where he teaches kids about American civics and society through the lessons of Mark Twain. So he made an appearance. It's great to see him out. He's, you know, looking good and being healthy and really showing something that he's passionate about and sharing that with the kids.
Boy, and people are interested in him still. That was really interesting.
Yep.
Number three.
So number three is, you may have remembered the first season. It crashed on HBO like a big Pacific Coast wave. And now season two is here. It's Big Little Lies. This is something that has just, you know, it made headlines because it has an all-woman cast, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Zoe Kravitz. And this year they're adding another major female lead to the cast. Meryl Streep will be joining the ladies. So it debuts this Sunday. People are very excited about the premiere, and we've seen a ton of search interest.
Wow, how about that? Well, getting Meryl Streep isn't a bad addition to the cast, is it?
It never can go wrong when you have Meryl.
Number two, Alex.
So it was quite the week in sports, actually, and they may not be sports you think of all the time. So it was the Cricket World Cup, and it is underway. Also, FIFA's Women's World Cup is kicking off. Just a few notes about these two events. The Women's World Cup, it's been 20 years since the historic U.S. women's soccer team won, and people are thinking that this might be another turning point. The U.S. team has a good chance of going far in the tournament. The other big tournament, cricket, even though it's not a big sport here in the United States, over 1 billion people watch it globally. So
wow.
We are seeing a ton of search interest. It's predominantly in the UK, India, Australia, but people are very excited about this tournament that's taking place in England this week.
What's number one?
So the number one, you mentioned it earlier today, number one trend we saw was the 75th anniversary of D-Day. So that was the landing of the Allied troops on the beaches of Normandy during World War II. So veterans, military service members, all world leaders gathered in Portsmouth, England to commemorate the event this week. And we've seen a huge search interest spike, you know, over 400% for D-Day veterans. People are searching for D-Day movies as well, really trying to find a way to remember this historic moment.
And then the most watched YouTube video.
So people are still crazy for the Kardashians. So fashion icon, makeup mogul Kylie Jenner, she just filmed a video where she took viewers throughout her day, from her morning routine with her daughter Stormy to taking meetings at her cosmetic office. And already the video has over 17 million views. So people are Kardashian crazed still.
Wow. How about that? Hey, Alex, thanks for the update. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Enjoy the weather, Dave. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Alex Joseph from Google Search Trends. Always fascinating to find out what we're looking for.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.